Sean Schroeder grew up in Quincy, Illinois, with dreams more commonly associated with Hollywood. He attended film school in Florida, but was always intent on moving to central Illinois to perfect his craft.
Traveling back and forth in between Danville, I got a lot of opportunity to see a lot of the central Illinois area. And basically, I just want to show that, you know, there's a lot of potential in filming in other areas other than Chicago and some of the bigger cities.
Schroeder pays the bills by repairing cell phones and producing industrial training videos. But he gives up his weekends with a new career in mind. Schroeder is shooting a TV pilot in and around Danville, a science fiction show called Circle.
Paris, Illinois has great ponds and lakes over there, really nice scenery. Danville, Rossville has a lot of great old architecture. And then not to mention, you know, Champaign-Urbana and just the life that it brings. So we're going to be piecing it together from all different parts of the town and cities around and surrounding to make up our fictional town.
As he films, Schroeder says he takes time to shoot pictures of various locations that he and the film crew have been to and is compiling a list of actors and crew members that filmmakers like him can use. Jill Manka with Champaign County's Convention and Visitors Bureau says she was thinking along the same lines last year as she was meeting with a representative of Illinois' film office.
I noticed that things are happening in Joliet with Prison Break. A lot of other movies are being filmed in Chicago. Is there any way for us downstate to kind of get involved in the mix as well? And he said, yeah, we'd love to have you guys be a part of this. The biggest thing is we just don't know what resources exist down there.
Manka accepted the challenge of answering those questions and more. But with a staff of only four at the CVB, she needed some help, and she's getting it from an unusual source. For 14 local teenagers, it's a regular morning of class at a computer lab.
This will be like links to different categories of what we're hoping to have on the website.
The producer can go to that.
Can go to that and see if they need hotels or different things, and they can click on this, which will go to another page that has a whole list of everything they need.
Alex Davis is a senior at Heritage High School. He's planning graphics within a website that will be active by next spring. It's called Champaign County's Silver Screen Source. It will provide links to resources like hotels and other businesses and photos of the region. And it also provides Davis and his classmates with college credit. They're enrolled in the county's High-Tech Edge program, in which high schoolers gain real work experience in areas like web design and marketing. Cassie Bergschneider is their instructor.
They have to interview for this class just as if they were interviewing for a job. They have to provide an application, they have to provide a resume and a little bit of a portfolio and some things that they've worked on previously, whether it had been a report for school or an actual graphics project or something.
While the focus this semester is making a website, in the spring, students will solicit businesses to advertise on the site. Fisher High School senior Kevin Douglas wants to attach small movies to the website.
My idea was to actually talk to an actual like film scene scout and walk around in Champaign basically with them and see, hey, you know, maybe this is a good spot for, you know, a good shoot.
I thought I had me a bright grandson. That dog's for you.
I hate dogs.
The low-budget independent feature Crab Orchard was shot in Monticello, but the story and script from writer-producer Robin Christian Peters lured in veteran actor Ed Asner in a scene here with Dylan Patton. The film took the Director's Gold Award at the International Family Film Festival. Peters, who grew up in Urbana, says doing a movie in the region holds an advantage to large cities in terms of cost.
Just to get, you know, somebody to watch the street for you, 400 hours for a day for a police officer or this permit or that person. Whereas here, it's a novelty, so people embrace it. And so we may have a location go, oh, yeah, you can use our store for this shoot. You know, we'll close at this time. And I save $30,000. You know, Hollywood would pay $30,000 for that location.
While the Champaign County Convention and Visitors Bureau develops its marketing campaign, Illinois Film Office Director Brenda Sexton says her staff does get inquiries about shooting downstate. She's currently working with a producer who's seeking a rural 1940s setting. The state now provides a 20% tax credit for film production companies, but Sexton says her office needs to be ready for action.
Not only are we competing with Canada and third world type countries trying to create a stronger economy, but in the last 2 years, at least 15 states have come in with amazingly aggressive packages.
Sexton says her office has several seeds planted for getting films made in the state in 2007. If Champaign County and its neighboring communities want to be part of that, Unity High School senior Melanie Newberry says it's up to her and her classmates to get the word out.
I'm from a small town. I'm from Pisotum, and so most people have never heard of that. And to think that Champaign County can have the film industry come here and we can actually have movies here, I'm excited about it, and I think if Champaign County knew about it, then they'd be excited about it as well.
High-Tech Edge students expect their Silver Screen Source website to be operating by May. It will be marketed to film production companies through Illinois' Film Office. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.